Are you a loyal Godfather fan? Then you've come to the right place. This is Take the Cannoli, the Godfather Podcast. Here we talk about everything Godfather, from the movies to the effect on our culture, still going strong 50 years later. Here's your host, author and Godfather expert, Lou Bortone.
And the winner. And the winner is... Albert S. Ruddy, Godfather.
The Godfather Podcast, Episode 10, The Legacy of the Godfather. It's no secret that The Godfather has had a lasting impact on popular culture, but its staying power and continued significance 50 years later is nothing short of legendary. The Godfather is credited with single-handedly sparking a resurgence in a then-languishing film industry, changing the way movies were made and marketed, as well as opening the door to a new generation of directors like Coppola, Martin Scorsese, George Lucas, and Steven Spielberg.
It was a period of extraordinary change. I've never seen public taste change as quickly.
In fact, 1969 or 1970 was the year of lowest movie attendance ever.
Now, although the making of The Godfather was fraught with drama, before the movie was even finished, Paramount was confident that they had captured lightning in a bottle. Knowing that they had a hit on their hands, the Paramount execs decided on a bold, never-before-attempted movie release strategy for The Godfather. Paramount arranged to have the film open simultaneously in 5 theaters in New York City, unheard of at the time. Back in 1972, the release and marketing of a motion picture was handled very differently than in today's typical 1,200-screen premieres and multi-million-dollar ad blitzes. Back then, it wasn't unusual to have a film open in just 1 to 200 theaters across the entire country. And even for a big picture like The Godfather, a broad release was unheard of. Instead, most movies would open with a limited run in just a few theaters to try to build interest and demand. It was a movie release strategy known as snowballing. The Godfather's wide release on hundreds of screens turned that snowball into an avalanche, with crowds lining up and waiting for hours online to see the film.
When the picture opened, the night it opened, to the Lowe's State Theater in New York, Henry Kissinger said to me, you know, Bob, here's a man who's a killer, a gangster, who's killed hundreds of people. And yet when he dies, those people in the audience are all crying. That's touching greatness. And this man, Coppola, has touched greatness.
In Howlin' Leavo's Godfather Legacy book, he wrote, quote, "No one could have anticipated the near stampede of fans who descended on theaters at levels unprecedented in the history of the film business," unquote. On the day that the film was released, producer Al Ruddy recalled, "I remember driving down in the rain to the office on Wednesday. In front of the Orpheum Theater, there was a line for The Godfather around the block at 8:15 in the morning. It was beyond anyone's dream."
I came out on a Wednesday, I remember. I had just turned 15, and I told my father, who was out of work, I said, "Dad, it's opening," because I had been reading about it. I was a big movie fan, and all of us were big movie fans in the house. So we went on Saturday. We waited on line a long time. The lines were all the way around the block. And I remember I was just mesmerized.
A few weeks later, when The Godfather opened nationally in 316 theaters on March 29, 1972, the record-breaking pace continued on an even greater scale, with the film grossing over $7 million in just the first 2 weeks. By mid-April, The Godfather was appearing on 372 theaters and topped $25 million. The movie was now grossing over $1 million a day, first in the history of motion pictures.
"I believe in America. America has made my fortune. I think anyone who saw the movie that day or that week knew that they saw something quite extraordinary. I was dazzled by it. It's like, you know, Shakespeare.
She kept her honor. So they beat her like an animal.
I was pulverized by the story and by just the cumulative effect the film had on me. And I also felt that I should quit, that there was no reason to continue directing because I would never achieve that level of confidence and the ability to tell a story such as the one I had just experienced. So in a way, it shattered my confidence.
Paramount would go on to rake in more than $85 million in the movie's initial release. That's over $603 million in today's dollars. And the reviews for The Godfather were just as enthusiastic. The critics seemed just as excited as the patrons waiting in line to see the film. Beyond the rave reviews and wads of cash, The Godfather transcended the status of a popular film. In the first 6 months, standing in line to see The Godfather became a national pastime for an entire generation of moviegoers.
What is your personal theory as to why this picture, 40 years later, is so iconic? It baffles me a little bit. It's a brilliantly made picture, but it is a myth. It is a myth today. Do you have any theories about that?
I believe there's two reasons. One is, and it was a joke for a while, but it's true, it's a family movie.
Yeah.
It's a family movie. It's a Greek tragedy. You know, I love the scene where he says, Michael, I wanted more for you. When he's heartbroken, Governor Corleone, Senator, you know? I mean, shit, who doesn't understand that has kids?
Because the rest of it seemed, so I felt like I was seeing my family for the first time. Soon after that was Mean Streets, which was even more realistic.
I don't think of them as gangster movies. I think of them as Italian family movies, because that's the level that I related to the film. It's got nothing to do with the occupation. It's got nothing to do with the good and evil aspects of what these people did for a living.
The popularity of the film and the immense cultural impact was almost hard to fathom. The Godfather went on to gross over $245 million worldwide, making it the highest-grossing film of 1972 and the second-highest-grossing film of all time at the time of its release. The film also went on to win 11 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director for Coppola, and Best Actor for Marlon Brando. Aside from being a landmark in American cinema, The Godfather also launched the careers of Al Pacino and James Caan and revived the career of Marlon Brando.
It was a gathering of eagles. Everybody on that movie was gifted, but they all needed a hit. They all needed a hit.
Yes.
Francis needed a hit. Al needed a hit. Gordon, all of us.
Marlon needed most of
Marlon
all.
Marlon was a...
He had just come out of Burn, and what? I mean, a picture that died. Several of his pictures had died.
Oh, Marlon worked for $100,000, yeah. You know?
$100,000.
$100,000. Right. And we had that clause in there, everyone laughed at, that he would get $100,000 for every $10 million, thinking, how would it ever get to there, right? So he ended up doing okay. But the point is that it was this group of people that had coalesced at that time. And they really hit it out of the park. I must say, Bobby Duvall, everybody. Mm-hmm. Francis was at the peak.
Everyone, to a degree, came of age.
Al Ruddy would go on to say, quote, "Thing I like most about the film's success is that everyone that busted their humps on this movie came up with something very special. And everyone in that movie needed it." Al Pacino had only done one movie. Jimmy Caan was doing Bullshit. Marlon Brando was virtually unemployable. I mean, who the F were we? All these people came together in one magic moment, and it was the turning point in everyone's careers. It was just a fantastic thing. Overall, The Godfather's impact on American cinema and popular culture is measurable. Its cinematic achievements, iconic characters, memorable scenes, and themes have made it a timeless classic that continues to inspire and entertain audiences today, a full 50 years later. Be sure to join us next time for the Godfather podcast when we explore more little-known secrets, behind-the-scenes interviews, and rare outtakes. Watch other episodes on my YouTube channel at Lavortone Video or on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Ciao for now.
Thanks for listening to Take the Cannoli, the Godfather podcast with Lou Bortone. Join us again next time if you know what's good for you. Gabish.